SBS Radio.
Whatamoorli, I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is NITV Radio. Coming up for you now, an interview with Lorraine Hatton, who is president of the Queensland Indigenous Memorial Project. And our conversation is on Queensland's very first Indigenous War Memorial being built to pay respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander servicemen and women. And I first started off by asking Lorraine, how did this project first start?
This actually started in 2013, and it was started by a Dr. Dale Kerwin, because he did some research and there were memorials for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in South Australia, in Adelaide on Torrens Parade, and there was also one in New South Wales in Hyde Park. And he thought, you know, these legacy projects were fantastic for our people and the history, so he decided to start a committee for Queensland's first Indigenous War Memorial.
And when did the committee start working on this very project?
Okay, this committee, with the support from Griffith University as our partners, we actually started in 2013. And everybody who works on this committee is doing it on a voluntary basis.
Incredible, some of the passion that our community members have, Lorraine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, without their passion supporting us, we couldn't have achieved what we have achieved to date, especially with Griffith University, because they've been instrumental in assisting our committee with governance, fundraising and administration, and which the committee is extremely grateful for all their support and dedication to this legacy project.
I understand Queensland's first Indigenous War Memorial is now reaching its final stages. Where are things at right now?
Okay, we're currently in the build phase. We're fully funded, and that was a great relief for us with all the hard work from the committee and especially Griffith University. And it's in the build phase with the artists, and we're looking at hopefully unveiling it on our next NAIDOC or Reconciliation Week next year in 2021.
And tell us more about the Indigenous War Memorial in Brisbane. Where will it be based and what will it look like?
Okay, what we have is the memorial is going to be in Brisbane Anzac Square. And this land in Anzac Square was gifted to us by the Lord Mayor then, Lord Mayor Quirk. And obviously the memorial is to honour the service contribution of Queensland Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians to the nation, as this is a vital part of reconciliation. Because when we're at war, different cultures unite due to the common love that they have for this great country. And building this memorial in their honour will see a process undertaken that finally brings recognition to their valiant efforts, but also feeds into a new and richer understanding about Australian identity and history, and hopefully have their stories etched in a more inclusive history of Australia. But the memorial itself, you have an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander warrior, and they're instantly recognisable as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. Then you have a World War II Torres Strait Islander Navy, a World War II Aboriginal pilot for Air Force. You'll have a current female, because in this day and age, females do a lot more than just be nurses, and we're trying to educate people on that. And the front soldier will be a World War I soldier. And what they're standing on is what we're calling a journey stone. And where the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander warriors are standing to the rear, they're standing on symbology that represents home. And then the journey stone will then reflect Navy, Air Force and Army in symbology and their journey to war.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.